Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. John Henry of the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show, with lots to talk about with regard to the air show itself and a special announcement that we want to make here tonight. John, good afternoon.
Ted, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Lots to talk about today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're making a formal announcement today that the KRDO Network is the TV and radio exclusive sponsor of the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show that comes up September 21 and 22 here in Colorado Springs. And we are very, very excited to have the KRDO Network as a part of this air show.
And John, from all of us to all of you, we are honored and deeply privileged for this connection, and we look forward to working with you this year. It's going to be lots and lots of fun, something very new and very rare at the air show this year. In fact, a small handful of them.
A bunch of extremely rare aircraft. It will be a fun time. And this year, we're headlining the air show, Ted. It's headlined Jets and Warbirds, because that's what we're going to have here at the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show in September. The headliner is the F-22 Raptor demo team, and of course the Raptor is acknowledged as probably the premier jet fighter in the arsenal today, and to see the demonstration that the Air Force puts on of the F-22A Raptor is simply a remarkable thing to see. And then of course we'll couple that with a score of warbirds that run all the way from World War II forward. Korea, we'll have Korean aircraft that flew in the Korean conflict, all the way into aircraft that flew into Vietnam. And then, of course, we'll have aircraft, the F-22A, representing today's warbirds. And it promises to be a simply spectacular show.
Yes, and those 2 days at the perfect time in September. Generally speaking, we know the weather to be fairly stable that time of year. Temperatures will be nice and comfortable. You're going to be at the southeast end of the Colorado Springs Airport, right?
That's correct. We'll be in a beautiful facility that we used for the air show that we did 2 years ago for the first time. And it simply proved to be a tremendous, tremendous asset in 2017. For those who attended the air show, you know what a great space it was. And this year, we're going to be filling it with even more aircraft. It promises to be a truly, truly significant show. One thing I'd like to draw your listeners' attention to is an opportunity here to pick up tickets at a reasonable price, Ted, because right now we've got advanced sale tickets. Advanced sale of tickets is underway. Adults are $17, children $15, military, active duty, retired $15. And the prices go up to $25. For general admission after the 31st of July. The gate price is going to be $25. After the 31st of July, the prices are going to go up. It actually jumps to $20 and then jumps to $25 at the gate. So July 31 is the cutoff date to get those advanced prices. And you can get your tickets on the website, and that is pprairshow.org. Again, that's pprairshow.org. And for more information, you can go to the Air Show Facebook page as well and like that page, and we'll be sending out an awful lot of information as we get closer and closer to the Air Show. There's quite a lot of information on that website, on that Facebook page right now, but I do encourage people to like that Facebook page. There'll be a lot of great information in there.
Now, John, one of the things that KRDO Networks regards it a privilege to be doing is participating in the mission behind the air show. There are actually three organizations that benefit from proceeds from ticket and other sales. And can you talk about that a little bit?
I'd be very happy to, and thank you. Three museums will benefit from the air show, Ted. The National Museum of World War II Aviation here, the Peterson Air and Space Museum, and the 4th Infantry Museum at Fort Carson. Those are the three beneficiary museums for the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show. And one of the acts that we'd like to point to that we think is very, very, very special, one of the special programs we're bringing in for part of the air show, is the Red Tail Squadron from the Commemorative Air Force. That is the Tuskegee airmen. Of course, their aircraft were painted, the bombers that they flew and the P-51s that they flew were decorated with bright red tail, bright paint on the tails. That's how you could tell those aircraft to set them apart from the others. And we will have a red tail P-51 here flying as part of the show. Very exciting. And of course, as part of the exhibit, the Rise Above exhibit, there's a multimedia experience that people can go through. It's in a very large kind of a portable stage trailer. It's an enclosed facility, a little like a moving amphitheater, if you will, or performance theater. And it's got a movie in it, so you learn a bit about the Tuskegee Airmen and the remarkable, the truly remarkable record that they rolled up during the war. This was a group that simply exceeded everybody's thoughts in terms of what any squadron could accomplish. Their record was simply remarkable. And it would be a wonderful story to bring to Colorado Springs as the Red Tail Squadron's Rise Above exhibit, the story of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, and you know, we look forward to talking to some of the Tuskegee Airmen. We have one gentleman here who is 95 years old, who started his life in the military and made his way straight to the Tuskegee Airmen group. And so we'll have him back as well. But again, John, a huge privilege for the KRDO network. We're all very grateful for this opportunity to partner with you. A great mission, a great venue, a fantastic show. I don't have the superlatives to describe it, I don't think.
Well, thank you. And I know that the radio side, KRDO Radio, was our exclusive radio sponsor last year. And I know you had exposure last air show, I should say, 2 years ago. And I knew you had exposure to it then and had a wonderful time, and KRDO Radio really delivered. And it's just exciting to be able to announce now that the KRDO Network, Radio and TV, will be the sponsors for this year's air show. And thank you, Ted, for all you've done to help bring this together. Thank you.
John, I'm honored. I'm humbled. Thank you. And it is a great privilege to work with you. And onward and upward, as they say. Very exciting times ahead.
Especially upward.
John,
especially upward.
John Henry, Pikes Peak Regional Air Show 2019. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes here today, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Great. Thank you.